fourth parak of Yevamos. Hachalitz leyevim tevenim sis milberes. Person did chalitza. Says Yevama, assuming that her husband died without children. Then they found out she's pregnant. The yolda, and then she gave birth. Bisman shevlad shel kayama. If the child that was born is a live child, it came out that chalitza was not a chalitza because there was no need for chalitza. If the husband died and left the child, there's no need for not even not chalitza. Male humuta mikrovasev imutaz bekroivov. They're mutter in each other's kroivim because after chalitza, the two sides are also with each other's kroivim. It looks like a divorce. But if no chalitza was done, they remain the status they were till now. Lapasla menakuna, a chalitza is also psula menakuna. She's not psula menakuna because no chalitza happened. Ein vachel kayama. If the vlad ended up to be a nafel, stillborn, who was a bekruvasev. She's also in his kravim, he's also in her kravim, and she's also bekuna because they have a status of a chalutza. Yeah, lamaisa. This is only lechumra, but lakula, she has to do another chalitza because since she was pregnant at the time of the chalitza, Chazal said that she has to make another chalitza. But it's considered enough chalitza to pass her lakuna lechumra, and to ask her the kravim is lechumra.